We are on this series on discovering our destiny in God, or how to discover God's will, or to fulfill or discover God's will in our lives. And last week we talked about the different phases that are there in each one of our lives, and we need to be faithful to all the different phases. And today we want to speak about two areas. One is timing, the other is giftings. Timing and giftings. And it's important to understand timing and giftings in our life, because although all of us have the seed of all that God wants us to do in this life from the day we were born, yet the manifestation of each gifting depends on the timing of God. When it's not time, the gifts will not manifest. And we have to be faithful to every phase that God has us to fulfill. There are different things that we learn. Just an example, in Daniel's life, he was a great man of prayer. When we speak about Daniel, many times we all imagine him as someone who is a great prophet, always seeing visions most of the time. But if you read his life very carefully, the book of Daniel is divided into 12 chapters, with 6 and 6 divided into 2 sections. In the first half of the book of Daniel, you read about how he was just faithful to the Lord, praying 3 times a day. And even as a young man, serving God and doing what he believes pleases God. And all he had in the beginning was just a gift to interpret dreams. In fact, that gift came only after certain testings that he passed in the Lord. When he, as a young man, sought after God above all the others, and God gave him a gifting of interpretation of dreams, and also gave him wisdom above all the others. But I believe that among the first visions of Daniel occurred only in his latter years. It was when he was a much older man that he moved into a prophetic ministry. And you find that by the time he had his first visions all recorded in Daniel chapter 7 to chapter 12, he was an old man by then, in our terms today. So that didn't come forth until he was much older. There are different phases that the giftings will not manifest until the time for them has come to manifest. Yes, no matter how you try to force it to come, it won't come until God determines that it's time. And so on timings and giftings, let's look at the word timings first. We have to first of all accept the fact that we are smaller in the whole dispensation of God than we think that we really are. The Bible did say that let no man think highly of himself, but let him think, you know, according to where God has placed a person. But sometimes we Christians make the same mistakes that Christians of about 1,500 years did. They think that man was the center of the whole physical universe. They think that the sun revolves around the earth. All the planets revolve around the earth. And all the stars and the galaxies revolve around the earth. And by the way, the church in those days were very strong on that view. Because man was special. And anyone who disagreed, even though they had scientific proof, off goes their head. It's a terrible day. And that was a view that they were the center of the universe. And so slowly, as they discover that man's place is smaller and smaller, the first thing they realize is, look, is the earth going around the sun? And then they finally realize that the stars are in their various positions and orbits, and all the planets don't go around the earth, all the planets go around the sun. And then the sun itself is one dot in the whole galaxy of the Milky Way. Just one tiny little section. And the whole galaxy of the Milky Way has its own motion around something else. And so man got smaller and smaller. Of course, in modern humanity without God, they go to the other extreme and then they think that they have no value. But God has a plan for each one of us, and we need to know that every one of us is special. And how much does God love you? Read John 17. God loves you as much as He loved Jesus. Think about how much God loved Jesus. God loves you as much. The same love that He poured upon Jesus is the same love He intends to pour upon you and I. So we are special in a very, very intimate sense with God. But in terms of God's dispensation, let us admit that we are very tiny in all of God's dispensation. Why do we have to emphasize that? Let me show forth that when God planned the entire earth and all this little section that belonged to Homo sapiens and humankind, He has timings that He has set that must be fulfilled in its own time. And you all remember the story of Moses, how he was about 40 years ahead of timing. And when he knew that he was called, he sacrificed his luxurious life in Pharaoh's palace to live with the Israelites, supposing that they knew that it was called and sent to them. He had some things correct, but he had some things wrong. Number one, his attitude was wrong. Number two, his methods were wrong. Number three, his timing was wrong. Now you put three wrongs together, it looks bad, very bad. If only Moses had considered the book of Genesis, chapter 15. Look at the book of Genesis 15. And God did mention to Abraham about the things that are going to take place among his descendants. And God gave an approximate timing. It says that in verse 13. Well, let me read verse 12 to include the horror. Have you found it? Genesis 15, verse 12 onwards. We'll have it on the transparency too for you. Now when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram. And behold, horror and great darkness fell upon him. Then he said to Abram, "Know certainly that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs." And that's the land of Egypt. "And will serve them. And they will afflict them." How long? 400 years. God gave an approximate time. 400 years. They will be there. God knew about their suffering. God knew about affliction. It hasn't even occurred yet. But it was a part of God's bigger plan, that there's a timing to fulfill all things. And based on His timing, before even Moses was born, God had already planned that they will have to fulfill 400 years of affliction and suffering. Say, wow, some of you are getting discouraged because you're only 20 or 80. Wow, I got 380 more years ago. 400 years in God's dispensation. Now, some of us, that's a long time. Yes, from our point. But do you know that the whole creation of man, from beginning to end, you know how long it is to God? The Bible said this life is like a vapor. Just a vapor. And sometimes at the back, our kettle is boiling. You can find the vapor coming forth. How long does it last? Just a split second. By the time you go near, you know, it's gone, the vapor that is formed. All these thousands of human history, thousands of years of human history, just a vapor. So to God, that's very short. in comparison to eternity. But to us, it's very long. So there's 400 years. Now, when Moses discovered his destiny, it was about the 360th year. That's still 40 years ago. Now, if you were Moses, you'd say, this is very discouraging. What am I going to do for 40 years? What am I going to do for 40 years? Hang around? waiting? Some people think that waiting on God is like waiting for a bus. You just sit down at the bus stop, do nothing but look at the people around you. Waiting on God in Isaiah chapter 40 is a special word. The word wait means to entwine with God, to be in union with God. That is why these two topics must go together, timing and giftings. Because the time of waiting is for us to purpose and purify and train ourselves in the giftings of God for the day of His manifestation. And so here we have Moses being a bit too fast. And there are certain... And you said, Moses is not the only one. When Jesus came and manifest in the flesh, born in Bethlehem, He also knew He was under subjection to the overall timing of God. He could not rush things, even if He wanted to. Even if He was a 100% obedient at the age of 20 or 21, and getting impatient for God to do something, just like some of us got impatient at the age of 17, you want to do miracles, signs and wonders. You want everything on the spot. Or when you turn 21, you say, I want everything of God. Why? I love God so much, I'm willing to die for God, do anything for God. I prayed, I fasted, I done this. How are you, brother? I'm 22. Oh. One of the things that we learn is we learn that we are subject to God's bigger timetable. We are only one sentence in His calendar or activities. You know, God has His diary. You and I, one entry in the diary. So we need to realize how big God is and how big the dimensions are, because many times we become too subjective. When we have prayed for 1 year or 2 years or 40 days, we think, this is it. Anyone here fasted 40 days? I have done 3 times in 1 year before. And I got so many 40 days fast in the 25 years of the ministry, I've lost count of the 40 day fast. Let me tell you, the first 40-day fast was very difficult. It really made you skinny. And the first 40 days was tough. And when I did... how old was that at that time when I did my first 40 days fast? Let me see. It was the first year in seminary. So I would have been about the age of 18. And you know what I thought at the end of the first 40 days? Oh, it's a terrible sacrifice. It's a real sacrifice. You sacrifice your food. And then sometimes at night your stomach growls, so you sacrifice sleep. Can't sleep because there's a hole in your stomach.